Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jesus just left Chicago, and it's not for New Orleans. Well, now Jesus just left Chicago.
Welcome back. Hello, it's ZZ Top bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And one of my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And we're having a great visit with our new friend, Robert Kiyosaki. And as you know, Robert was the guy who wrote Rich Dad, Poor Dad and sold I don't know how many millions of copies around the world. And he's written a number of books since then with that. Many of the same kind of title, Rich Dad Poor Dad, and for children, and all the different books he's written over the years that are connected to that franchise. He's educated so many of us over the years, and the new book is called Second Chance for Your Money, Your Life, and our World by Robert T. Kiyosaki. Robert, thanks again for being here. When you say our world, second chance for our world, what are you talking about?
Well, who runs our world but the banking system?
Mm-hmm.
And the question is, who runs the banking system? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So the whole game is rigged for the ultra rich, not Obama or, you know, Romney or Hillary. There is a power behind the banking systems, and all I did was, it's not fair. But I discovered it, or Rich Dad taught me about it, and I used the system. So, if we don't make some changes, we're in very serious trouble.
Is this, when I talk about an oligarchy, when people talk about oligarchies in Russia, I tell them, wait a minute, we have oligarchs in America.
Amen.
Now, so my question is, is what you're talking about, what the same thing I'm talking about? Are there people above the oligarchs?
Yes, there are.
Really?
Well, you know, what difference does it make? The question is, what are you and I going to do about it
right
today when we're going to struggle to make a living?
So how do we do that? How do you and I, how do small business owners out here on Main Street not care what the oligarchs are doing?
Well, you can't not care, but this is what I say, okay? I'll say it again. All coins have three sides, heads, tail, edge. Edge is intelligence. I stand on the edge of the coin. I look at one side, I look at the other side. On one side, the poor middle class. Another side to rich.
Mm-hmm.
And Second Chance, part three of the book, is how the rich play the game of money. And all of us can play the same game because the rules do not discriminate.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You and I can use the same rules, the rich guys can use the rules, but they write the rules. So why not use the rules of the rich?
So you're saying go along with them, not push back against them. And but what I'm saying is I don't think that their rules can sustain themselves. Eventually, they're going to run out of people to employ, to suck off of, like they've been doing, and they're killing the goose that's laying the golden eggs, which is, as you pointed out, which is the middle class. How do we? Don't we need to start pushing back on this at some point in time, Robert?
I agree 100% with what you're saying. All I'm saying here is this. In the meantime, whose rules am I going to use?
Yeah.
And, you know, why should I? Look, small business owner paid, you know, it's called self-employment tax. You
yeah.
know that?
Mm-hmm.
And
we know about it.
What they say to her, small business is the backbone of America.
Yeah.
It's also called a mule.
Mm-hmm.
Right. They keep whipping the mule.
That's right. That's exactly right. No, that's,
so that's
exactly,
why,
exactly
that's
right.
Why I wanted to talk to your show is because if the small business owner does not invest in the same education the rich invest
mm-hmm.
in, you're just a mule getting your ass kicked.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like my ass kicked.
And that's why this book, folks, that's the reason why I wanted you on the show to talk about this book. I wanted my audience to know about it. It's called Second Chance for Your Money, Your Life, and Our World. Robert, I got about 1 minute. Your last thoughts to my audience.
Well, just remember, the rules of the rich are not just for the rich. They're for everybody. But if you don't know what the rules are, you can't use them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why in part three of Rich Dad, of Second Chance, is how the rich play the game of money. We use debt and taxes to get rich. poor and middle class, debt and taxes kill them. And so that's where we are today. I'm not going to change the world and change myself first.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's well said. And so many small business owners are focused so much in the trenches on managing their business, they don't raise their head up above the ground and pay attention to what's going on around them. And that's what your book encourages them to do.
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's correct.
And you want to give us a website for the book? Does the book have a website?
RichDad.com. The book's also available at Amazon and most bookstores.
RichDad.com is the website. Book is called Second Chance, Robert T. Kiyosaki. Robert, thanks again for being here. Good job. Congratulations. Come back again.
Keep doing what you're doing, Jim. Thank you.
Thank you, buddy. Robert Kiyosaki. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.